The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you were listening a little bit earlier, you will have heard Henry McKean down at the Zurich tent with Davy Fitz, the Antrim manager, trying his best at hang tough. He made it for a minute, Davy. Were you surprised he lasted that long?
No, he did pretty well, so he did, you know.
I'm delighted, I think, but I did it.
We're only waiting to see you come down, but listen, we've had a great 2 days blowing the Zurich tent to put on a good show, and you know what? It's a bit of fun. The amount of kids we get down there, even the older people come out, and they say we can do it as well. So it's been good, and you know, I love that. I just love that feeling, that buzz.
You've seen enough people then doing hang tough, be it on Fittest Family or down there at the tent over the last 2 years. Can you tell before they walk up who's going to be good and who isn't? Are there certain body shapes that lend themselves to hang tough?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are very good in the gym and they think they're going to be unreal. It doesn't come down to that. It's body weight more than anything else. So the slighter you are, the better, because obviously your weight is going to pull you down no matter what it is. I did it yesterday. We won't go into the time, but it's tough. Like, but you know what? It's a bit of crack. Like, if you watch the TV show, like most of the guys about a minute 30 to 2 minutes, that's really good. So it is. But I just love the fact of, let's try it, let's do it. And that's what I encourage people to do, is come out of their comfort zone, because there's enough of stuff out there in life. Like, we don't need to worry about making a fool of ourselves or anything like that. And that's why I decided to do it yesterday. Let's just do it.
Yeah, it's a bit of crack, and you're right. It's the cross-country runners and stuff who do well on long distance.
They're very slight. They can't, like, we had one, I think yesterday, held on for 7 minutes and something, which was crazy. With a young person today, did 5:41. Like, it's really good, you know. But I love just watching different people. Some fella told me he was going to 6 minutes today. I think he did 120.
And was he one of those gym bunnies?
Yeah, he's there with all his friends. And I said, okay, you have 50 press-ups to do if you don't do this, you know. And, you know, I love that bit of crack and that bit of banter. And that's what I think sport should be, more than anything. Yeah, I'm passionate and I'll go at it. But at the same time, it's not the being an end-all of everything either at the same time.
Do you worry sometimes it is, and that for younger and younger teams it's kind of gets... We tend to take it maybe a bit too seriously.
Yeah, and listen, I could have been guilty of that a number of years ago. Like, I would have been very intense in that. I think I've changed a small bit and realised a small bit more about life and what life is actually really about.
What happened?
I suppose you get older and...
Yeah.
Like, I actually would probably visit a lot of sick people. I get called to maybe ask to visit this person or that person. And when you walk out of someone out of hospital and they're not feeling exactly great, then you realise what life is actually about and how grateful you are to be able to go and do things and how serious we take things at times, you know. Yeah, go at stuff, but leave it. Then it's done. And I definitely think the last number of years, Karen, I've probably realised a bit more about sport is sport, and enjoy it and do it. But leave it.
And is that a message that applies across the board? I mean, is that a message you try to get across to, say, the Antrim hurlers as well?
Yeah, well, any team I'm with, it's 110% leave it out there and leave your soul out there. And I'm a believer. I try and get teams to play with a freedom. Now, people wouldn't agree with that philosophy, but that is my philosophy. So I don't believe in being tight or uptight or playing with tenseness. At times, people have laid me that you're very robotic. No, I'm actually the opposite. I try and develop a skill set that they can use, maybe short hand pass, long hand pass, dink balls, crossfield balls. I want players to have decisions to make that they can do a variety of everything. I think that's very important. I hear people saying, get the ball and hit the ball. Yeah, that's good, but I kind of like people to have a load of decisions to make, let their mind go loose and let them do a number of different things. That's my actual philosophy. That's what I believe in. So it is, what will you play depends on the team you have, Kieran, and the individuals you have.
Yeah. Having said that, very few teams play that get the ball and hit the ball anymore.
Oh, no, there is a few that will do it, all right. You know, like, believe it or not, even, there is Kilkenny probably in the last 2 or 3 years have changed a bit as regards they were working the ball short a bit more than they used to. They used to be very get the ball and hit the ball, track back their 10, 11 and 12, come back in half their half back line, their two corner forwards come out the field again.
I used to love this when there'd be this idea that Kilkenny didn't do tactics, it was all 50-15. And what I used to say to people, and you just touched on it there, I'd say, let's look at Owen Larkin wins more ball in his own half back line than he does in the opposition half of the pitch, and he's got number 12 in his back every time he plays.
No, let's call a spade a spade. That's a myth. That was 15 and 15. That wasn't 15 and 15. That was them track. If you go and watch it, you'll see it. They track back the field of numbers. And you know what? Fair play to them and well done. They came up and they did something different. Just because they didn't play a sweeper, right, or so-called, that doesn't mean that they hadn't 10 or 11 bodies back behind the 65. They hadn't. Fair play to them. They did what they had to do to win. They were very successful. But they did go back.
And, you know, like as a manager then, are you looking at the way the game is played, say, by the teams who are at the top table and always trying to work out where the next innovation comes? You know what I mean? You're looking at Limerick out there, kind of 1-2-3 into space, quick ball into your two corner forwards, bang over the bar. Right, how do we innovate in such a way that it stymies that and it causes problems for a Limerick?
Like, say, so you look at Limerick, number one, when they were successful, their 10, 11 and 12 went back and got really sharp ball, right?
Yeah.
So what they'd actually do is either shoot from their own between their own 65 and midfield, they get a lot of shots in, because watch opposition's half back lines, they were sitting, their 5, 6 and 7 were holding and they were sitting, right?
Yeah.
Or else what they do is get to that position and get it in over the top to them inside and get the space. They were always giving good ball on the outside, so they were able to vary that play between shooting and the outside. So what we would try and do when you're playing a Limerick is follow at least two of their half forwards, follow them down the field, but you need your half forward line to be really out deep as well at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I love, is you come across something like that and you have to try and figure it out, and then you have to try and do something different. If you look at Tip in the All-Ireland this year, like, they played, no one expected him to play at plus one, and fair play to him, Cahill, he did what he could do. Like, I think Cork is a phenomenal hurling team, but they weren't ready for it. Like, they went in 6 points up. I don't believe they should have been 6 points up at half time, but Tip knew what they were doing, they stuck to what they were doing, and fair play to them. They won the All-Ireland, in the story.
Yeah.
So, whatever it takes, Kieran, do it.
How much have you enjoyed, Andrew? You must have enjoyed it, you're going again for 2026.
Yeah. Is it a long journey?
It is
a long journey. I have to say the clubs in Antrim are unreal. Have they the hurlers? 110% now, I'm telling you, they have the hurlers. Like, I went in and I tried to change maybe 4 or 5 aspects of their play, right? There was 4 or 5 aspects I tried to change. That means that they have to think about it here in a small, but when you have to think about it, you're not going to react as quick, and there's going to be a small bit of change. I felt, as the year was going on, we played Kilkenny in Championship for 47 or 8 minutes, we were 1 point, we were a point down, we were right there, right? Then we lost our way for the last 15 against Offaly with a man sent off, but we played really well, and that variation I talked about in the game kept us at that.
Mm.
I think we'll have a decent year ahead. All I can do is do my best. I love hurling. I love going up there to them guys. They're very passionate. And let's give it a go.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll all be watching on. We'll be watching. Ireland's Fittest Family is going to be back soon as well. And you've got,
well, listen, if there's anyone
judges
around tomorrow, call down to the Zurich tent. We'd love to see him around tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got 7 minutes to beat. That's the record.
Yeah.
If you go for a minute, you'll beat Henry McKean. And if you go for a minute and, 20, you'll beat David Fitz.
No, I was more than that, so I was. But looking forward to you coming down with me.
I hurt my shoulder there or something. I'll come up with some injury, I think of it. David, listen, it's always good to talk
to you. Thanks, Kieran.
Thanks a million. Really appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.